Aware means maintaining the awareness, just aware, don't do anything. Then 24-hour means technically you must maintain it throughout the day so that there's stability. That's why I put there in the early day 24-hour. Then trust means trust your nature to let the movement develop by itself. No interference from the thought process, the memory, the mundane thinking, the mundane stirring activity. That one, after you have the direct seeing, you know it leads to delusion. That one is not wisdom. So you don't act according to memory. You act based on your Dhamma understanding that has arisen through your contemplative wisdom, first turning, second turning, followed by the third turning. Contemplative wisdom is second turning. So once this wisdom is developed, stabilized, your so-called wisdom, panya, is stored in your nature. Because that nature, through the direct seeing, awakened to it, realized it, understood it. So it's connected. And we call this yoniso manasikara. So this wisdom or understanding, they will spontaneously manifest at the moment of sense experience. That's why yoniso is wisdom. Manasikara is at the moment of attention. Wisdom at the moment of attention. If you don't have that, you cannot go with life. Every moment of attention or sense experience, you go to the memory and retrieve. Hey, what did the Buddha say? What did Brother Teo say? Then you know, act out of that memory. You sure fail. Understand? Because you have not stabilized it and developed the understanding of it. But when you have, no need to go to the brain. No need to recall anything. Spontaneously stay at the heart. The Dhamma will appear. That's why it's called spontaneous arising. So in the Abhidhamma, they always say, to have the highest merit, three things. Whatever generosity or offering that you give, they always recite it. So manasa sahagatang, jnana sampai rutang, asangkalikang. Asangkalikang means spontaneous. So manasa sahagatang is like the Bahasa language. Suma masa sahagatang means before you do, you have joy. When you do, you have joy. After you do, you still have joy. You have that fulfilled, your merit is at a different level. Then jnana sampai utang means you do with jnana, understanding, wisdom. So you don't do because other people say so. Because that is merit. That one, not jnana sampai utang. Jnana sampai utang means you know. That is conditioned to do. This is wholesome. I have cultivated it before. The Buddha has taught this and I have contemplated, reflected. This is conducive. That's why you spontaneously do. Because you don't wait for people to prompt you. That's why in the Abhidhamma they say prompted and unprompted. So don't wait for people to prompt you. This one know. When they see condition, they rejoice. Like rejoicing, you don't need to wait and look around. Somebody start on it, sadhu, sadhu. Like that, no point. Be the first, sadhu, sadhu, sadhu. That is the power of rejoicing. It's a meritorious action. So cultivation is like that. Without that thing, you cannot have yoniso manasikara. This one cannot prompt you at the moment of sense experience. That's why without that spontaneous wisdom arising from your nature, you cannot teach, you cannot share, you cannot even cope with life. So that is the reason why yoniso manasikara is very important. Manasikara is attention at the moment of sense experience. Yoniso is wisdom. Without that, it becomes a yoniso. Without the yoniso. The Pali word is very funny. You put an A in front, it becomes different.